Follow us on Instagram at Express Truth Show.
This P. Diddy thing, yeah, keeps popping up
again
all the time. Like, ever since that first case, this Diddy thing's just been constant on the feed. You go on X, Diddy this, Diddy that. Every day there's a new story in regard to P. Diddy. I'm like, yo, what is going on with this brother? Because at one point, they were saying that he was responsible for the Tupac thing. They had found a guy who said that he paid and done all of this stuff. Nothing came of it. That literally dominated social media for weeks and nothing came of it. Then on top of that, we got all the accusations with the Cassie thing. Doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on or however you look at that. We're not here to discuss that. But that happened. That dominated the timelines again. Then since then, it's just been like a lot of different topics in regards to Diddy. To the point where I'm like, yo, if this brother's guilty or something, yeah, just arrest this guy and put him behind bars, man. Because the constant stories, yeah, and nothing coming off the back of them, is starting to just take over the news feed. Like, even the mainstream media are covering every time a story comes up. So, another story came up. And this time, it involves some alleged homosexual allegations in regards to what is a lot of people's favorite USA street rapper, well, of the past anyway, Meek Mill. And another rumor that's been flying around for how long? Usher. Now, in my head, there's two different sides to this, you know. There's two different ways you can look at this kind of situation. First of all, yeah, you see, if you're a man who money is your god and you'll do anything to get money, then this is not something that really surprises me, if it's true, because it's all allegedly. But it wouldn't surprise me that some of these men, even if they're talking pure bad man gangster lyrics, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of these guys were involved in behavior like this. Because let's keep it real in this rap world, yeah? There are limited subjects. I know I always say this about dancehall, but in the rap world, there's limited subjects. Money, girl, and badness. Now, these men, a man like Meek Mill, all he ever used to rap about is his Rollie and driving in a Rolls Royce Ghost. That's all my man used to talk about. Every tune, I'm rolling in my Rolls Royce. Every tune. So if that man started to slip on a monetary level, could I swear that these men wouldn't do certain things for money? No, I could not. Because when a man puts money as his god, and money becomes your god, and you put it before everything, yeah, I don't put it past you to do certain things. I think you'd probably do whatever, to be honest, to make money. And that don't just go for these celebrities. There's a lot of men running around normally that I believe would do whatever for money. Now, you see why people are making such a big deal of this is because they don't understand what kind of era we're living in. We're living in an era right now where money kind of dominates the world. Like, of course, money dominates the world anyway, meaning countries and everyone fights for it. But I mean, the people put money as their god. A lot of the gender wars, it's all based around money. A lot of the things that you see happening on social media in regard to the stunts people do is to get money. If it's not money, it's attention. And people are willing to do whatever. And the facts of this, yeah, if you take money out of the equation with a lot of these Diddy allegations, yeah, nobody could be violated. Man or woman, take money off the table, a lot of these allegations wouldn't exist. a lot of people were wrapped up in things with my man because they wanted to make money. And obviously, he has money. So, just before I pass you the ball, Stephen, yeah? How do I think that these men would be involved in that, a man like Meek Mill? Well, I'm going to go back to some things that I said a few months ago when we first covered this P. Diddy story. And that's this. You see, when it comes to intercourse, yeah? That is a thing that is for bringing life. No matter what people want to say, and I know the world's changed all the rules now, but that's an act to bring forth life. Now, do people enjoy it? Of course people enjoy it. But when men get to a certain level and start abusing that act and doing that act in multiple different ways and, you know, doing it every chance they can get, eventually, just like anything else, drugs, food, it becomes boring to a lot of these men. Now, a lot of men will say, nah, what do you mean? I could do that all day. That's what you think now, but you haven't done it all day, which is why you're saying you could do it all day. But if you're actually in that position, you won't want to do that all day, every day after a while. And eventually, the gateways to other acts take place with a lot of these men because they're idle. So when men are just chopping down everything in sight, Monday to Friday, in every different town all over this world, yeah, eventually, a man starts going in circles where a man's been doing that for the last 10 years. Another man in that circle might have been doing that for the last 20 years, but they got bored with it. So now they're saying, rude boy, listen, that's dead how you're doing your thing. This is what the real thing is. And eventually a lot of these men get involved in them things. Now, a lot of men were saying, yo, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that when these conversations came up before. But the fact of the matter is, people, just like some men smoke bud all day, and then eventually the bud don't do nothing for them no more. So they start adding a little thing into the spliff or whatever. It goes from that to the man starts taking a complete different thing. Now, I'm not saying everyone, just like I'm not saying everyone with the acts these men do. But to the way how these hip-hop men worship money, I don't put nothing past them. They worship billionaires. They worship money. They worship drug cartel leaders. All these people they worship, yeah? Even now, a man who's hated by the hip-hop community, but at one point was praised and put on a pedestal, Donald Trump. Now, what do all these people that I've named have in common? They all had money. And because hip-hop puts money to a point where you should abandon all your morals to get it, these kind of folks are put on a pedestal. So when a lot of these men are actually around these folks, they're probably willing to do whatever to stay in the room. I'm not saying that a man's linking different women and then getting bored of women. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, first of all, everything I'm saying works together. Hear what I'm saying. A man has money as his God. A, that's a fact. B, a man puts people with money on a pedestal, which means he's willing to do things he wouldn't normally do because he puts this person on a pedestal, just like how we seen the girl the other day leave her man and get up on stage and practically simulate a sex act, yeah? That's because it was a celebrity. So let's get that clear. These billionaires and that are like big boy celebrities to men like Meek Mill, who love Rolls Royces and Rolex watches and all that. These men love them things. How do I know that? Because they say it in every song. That's that. Now, see, man are going around the world every day. I remember when my man was in London and he said he had 14 girl in one night. Now, a man who's running around and abusing the act of intimacy in that way will get bored very quick, because the act of intimacy wasn't made for that purpose. So I'm making it very clear that that act wasn't made for the purpose of pleasure alone. It's actually a very spiritual act, yeah? And it's there, it's done to reproduce, to replenish the earth. Now, of course, it's a pleasurable experience, but it doesn't matter how much you love pizza. If you eat pizza every day, not me or you, Stephen, we're talking about these men where these other things I've said are working in conjunction. If you eat that every single day, eventually, when one of them white billionaires turn around and say to them, man, yo, do you like being around money like this? Yo, do you like being in circles like this? Then this is what's going to go on for you to stay like this, or whatever. This is what these men that usually man make jokes about, this is what they're really trying to say. This type of thing. Now, what I'm saying is, a man who money ain't his God, he ain't going to abandon his morals. Remember, I've been saying this, but because we're in a full, stupid era, yeah, where people's opinions are taken as facts and facts are taken as opinions, people don't want to listen. When money's your God, you will abandon all your morals at the door and do whatever to get that money. Now, at the end of the day, that's how Diddy's been able to, if he's allegedly doing all this stuff they're saying he's doing, that's how he's been able to do it. Because he's able to control folks with his money. Now, imagine a man like Meek Mill. I'm not saying that I actually don't believe it's true with Meek Mill, to be honest. That's just my opinion. But look at how much bad man lyrics and wicked man Philadelphia, I got the ting on me, I'm rolling. Look at all them kind of gangster lyrics and poison that the man's spitting in his tunes. And that's what he's really keeping up. Now, a man will look at me and say, yo, I don't think he did it. But at the same time, you can't swear for a man. I seen the man bunny hop for a white billionaire before. Have you seen that video?
Nah, I ain't seen it.
All right, this is what I'm saying. The man bunny hopped. If you're a man who's just all them same man that, yeah, man, I'm just about this bread. Yeah, I'm just about them words you're putting out in the universe. You'll be tested. Yo, get money by any means. And when you talk them kind of foolishness, yeah, eventually them means will come to you. Now, a man like me, it will never happen because I don't love money enough to go against my morals. So there's no kind of nothing that I'd be in like that. But a lot of these other men, to be around Diddy, they're doing whatever. Look, this is what we were saying at the time. All these things are on the internet. When Diddy come UK and he was running around gigs and all these men and everyone was dying to be around, man, this is what I'm talking about. Just because a man's got pee, just because a man's got fame, it don't mean you align yourself with the brother. Like you said, Stephen, these things have been on my man's name for the longest. So when he comes about, you know, you're hearing that my man potentially murked off Tupac. You know, you're hearing that my man's ganked all these artists. You're hearing that my man's into certain funny things. You're seeing certain things with your own eyes. Man calling man daddy. Man saying, yo, I want to party with you. And a man saying, we already partied. Nah. I want to party with you. All kind of cold language on screen. You're seeing what the brother's about. So why a man aligning himself with a guy like that in the first place beats me? I don't know. So in my head, I'm just saying these men are willing to do whatever for money. So I don't put it past them. If you add all them things together, one, money's your God. Two, you put these billionaires on a pedestal. And why you think everyone's coming out based on what I said on the show when the first set of Diddy allegations came out, my man paid Cassie within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Once people seen, yo, my man's made that payment, because they know certain that we don't know. Meaning, like I said with the Cassie thing, there's probably a lot she knows, yeah, that he don't want out there. Because otherwise, yeah, imagine a man ruining his whole legacy. If he don't make that payment to Cassie, you know, people are still on the fence. But the fact you made that payment, yeah, now you've opened the door that Gal from the 90s are even coming out. So based on you paying that payment, which appears, I know everyone's on the fence with this, but it looks like you're guilty of the thing she accused you of, because you settled it that quick. So once you've settled a thing like that now, a bag of different people, these allegations are going to run for the foreseeable future, meaning different headlines. Because with the Meek Mill thing, again, like you said, we don't know these men from nowhere. But what we do know is the things that they say in their songs and the image that they put out. And Meek Mill looks like a man who's heavy, heavy, heavy into money. Like, heavily into money. And I'm not saying nothing's wrong with that, but there's one thing being into money, and there's another thing with money being your god. And like I said, if you add all them things together, these men are going to do whatever. Like I said, I seen a man bunny hop for a billionaire. So what's to say that's with the camera on? With the camera off, what's to say that a man ain't got an apple in his mouth? This is what I'm saying. I can't swear for these men, because they're morals. But one thing I do know is that's why circles like that are not always good to be in. Because look now, man can kind of play with Gig's name certain way now. You see what I'm saying? Like, I doubt Giggs was over there doing nothing daft with my man or nothing like that. He's probably just looking and saying, yo, Puff Daddy from the old school days when we're all children watching The Box and watching MTV Bass, and my man's probably thinking, yeah, Puff Daddy's come to England to link me, and he's probably just linked him off the muscle. But now you're around a man who was, his name was called for things like that. Now you look crazy, and a man can mix your name up in certain things. And that's what I'm saying, why man need to start allowing these American brothers that are just coming over with what these youths call the bag, and stop making money you got. And just because a man's got a little fame, a man's running up underneath him, man need to start looking at themselves as the prize. And I know it sounds proper cocky and that, but it doesn't matter. Yo, try phone Express Truth, man. Try phone Express Truth, see if they come. And I'm talking about anybody associated. We don't move like that, man. We don't care who it is, man. Man just love money. Like, literally, these men are meant to have been rich for years, but they literally just worship money. And anybody who worships money, I don't put nothing past them. Nothing. Nothing. So these little rumors and that, I don't know, man. I just think, if the brother's guilty and just lock up the brother and get this brother away from the timelines, man. But madman anyway, he's a madman, my man is, because he's mashed up his whole legacy. Everything, mash up, finish. Not even all his youth can do nothing now. My man's completely ruined himself.
Even with all the people coming out and stuff, it's always like, all right, he paid Cassie quick. Yeah, I get it. That kind of opened the floodgates, but if yous knew, like, oh, my man did this to me, and you could back it up, then why didn't you come out before? You shouldn't have had to wait for Cassie to suddenly decide one day, how many years later, to come out and say, yo, my man did X, Y, Z. The reason he paid her is because she could probably prove things, that's why. Because didn't he have her for like 10 years or so? Or something
over. Close to that. Over.
So, you know what I mean? I assume she had proof, like, or receipts, as they say, versus more than he said, she said. She probably had like hardcore receipts on him.
Facts. That's why I think, that's just my opinion. I believe that if my man allowed that Cassie thing to go to court, yeah, if that was to have gone to court, my man would have turned around, yeah, she might have just murked him off from day one with the receipts. When a man pays a lawsuit like that quick, you have to look and say to yourself, yo, she mustn't. There was things he was scared of, put it like that. So anytime you see that, you have to question certain things. Simple. And then off the back of that, the Meek Mill thing, you go online, especially X, formerly known as Twitter, people are pulling out receipts where men are dressed in the same shirt and matching out. And don't get it twisted, I'm not saying if you wear matching outfits, there's anything wrong with that. But you like ain't in the same crew. It's not your brethren like that.
Resting head on shoulder and all that.
It's not your brethren like that.
Looking long, lovingly into man's eyes and all them thing there. Weird old vibes, fam. Man can wear the same swag, fam, if you're part of the same team, but you, man, aren't, so it's weird, fam. When you two, man, do the, it coming like him and him, you know, you match up on the wedding day, funny man settings, fam. Keep that funny money over there, blood. But then I don't like how enough, even over here, how enough people have responded. Oh, did he that. Blood, you, man, loved all them Americans the other day. What are you talking about? Because I remember when this Cassie shit come in and I was like, and everyone was like, oh yeah, my man. And I was saying, blood, shut the fuck up. Because I'm saying, was it your favorite UK dickhead or hugging up on Diddy, blood, and trying to be like, get a picture with him and all of that? That was a few weeks before. And then you see how people are fickle. Things just change overnight. That's why keep yourself to your blood clot self, huh? That's
it all sets a very, it sets a very bad precedence for future encounters. And what I mean by that is, if someone can come out and say, yo, my man sexually abused me, and you pay that person knowing that you're innocent, you've now opened the door for future encounters where someone can say, well, I know he don't have the time to fight this, so I can lie, and he's going to pay me. So the only reason why I will always be on that side is because, A, I was a massive Michael Jackson fan, as in, his whole story, like I told you earlier today, Joe Jackson, all the rest of it, just the model of how that family came up. But then with that rumor over his head, the fact that he paid always leaves a question mark. Always, it doesn't matter who it is, where you are in the world, the fact that he paid always leaves the door open that, yo, my man could have done it. If he didn't pay, no one can chat to him.
But you know, they're saying that Michael was investigated for 10 years by the FBI and they found nothing. But at the same time, that was going on. And, you know, he was always in court and all of that. Apparently, they knew about Epstein from then, you know.
Yeah, of course they knew. But you remember when he's got veterans like...
Distraction tactics,
right? Yeah, when he's got veterans like the royal family and boom, bam, this one, that one. I can understand how he was able to prolong his thing, just like Jimmy Savile. However, Mike has question marks over his head. I would never be in the conglomerate that is fighting in support of Mike. Never. Because if you told me, you as my bedroom, yo, some youths are staying at my yard, I'd be like, fam, what the fuck are you talking about, fam? Michael actually did that. Had multiple youths in his bed at his yard as a big man. So them things will always be questionable to me.
Of course that's wrong, Mike, but Mike was Mike, meaning like there's no one I can even compare.
Not even close. Nobody.
When you have that kind of, forget even the financial, but when you have that kind of fame, who can tell Michael no, blood? You know what I'm trying to say? And I know like he had like a Eddie Griffin and Chris Tucker, but I don't think them mans were around him every day, every single day, to be like, yo, what the fuck you do? You know what I'm trying to say? So if you're talking about who was around Michael probably daily in his everyday life, who can tell my man anything, bro?
But that's not even my point, Stephen.
I'm not making, no, but my point is, yeah, I know, but my point is, who's around him to say like, yo, why have you got kids around, yeah? You know, someone real to be like, just that voice of reason, almost a Jiminy Cricket to his Pinocchio. To be his conscience. He ain't got no one around him, blood.
Facts, I agree. But all I'm saying is the fact that he did it, you got a question mark over your head. The fact that you paid the youth and you had youths in your bed, that's why I could never be like, yo, oh, they was after him. Because in my head, I'm like, you did that. You had them youths in your bed. So I'm saying, okay, it could be true that he did never grow up like the Peter Pan thing. That could be true. But then at the same time, it could be true that he was into Utes. That it could be true. Both of them is 50-50. And the fact that a brother paid and had the Utes in his bed will always be like, damn. So what I'm saying is, when Diddy made that payment, that was an admission of guilt. And I get it. Man ain't got time, but look what he's opened up in his life now. Look what's going on now.
Mark, madness. You have to say it can be seen as an admission of guilt. You can't say it's an admission of guilt because we don't know if he's guilty.
In my opinion, it's admission of guilt.
All right, cool.
You see what I'm saying? That's the important words, because for me, yeah, it could be true that now he just paid because he ain't got the time. But I'm saying, look what it's done to his legacy. That decision has everything my man worked for from the day he went to step foot as being an A&R or whatever. Every single thing he worked for from then to now means nothing, because his reputation's gone. That can never fix back. It's like a glass.
Well, Mark, shattered. He was fucked anyway, Brad. Think about it in the grand scheme of things, because pay her off or make it go to court and everything comes out. You know what I'm trying to say?
Once you paid her off, you open the door to every little Tom, Dick and Harry to come and say, boom, you did this to me. You did that. Now, previously, I agree, he had certain things against his name, but it was all allegedly. Nobody could directly... Yeah,
plausible deniability.
Yeah, there was things on his name, but nobody could definitively say, yo, my man did this. No one could do that. People were still effing with him. He was round all the UK mans. He was abroad round all these big fashion designers. Ciroc, calling himself Brother Love. Everyone was still linking him. Now, you ain't going to see no one link him. That's how quick it happened. So what I'm saying is, once he made that payment, that was it. Now, if he had a time machine now, would he have made that payment? Now, hear me out. I hear what you're saying. Go to court and everything comes out. Everything's coming out anyway. So he could have went court and said, rude boy, listen, I'm a billionaire who's a freak. I've done all these things they're saying, but they did it of their free will and I paid for it. So I'm into man, all of that. I'm into man. I'm into watching my girl get banged. Everything.
I hear what you're saying, but he'd never do all that, fam.
But this is, of course, he ain't gonna do it. A lot of men wouldn't do it. But I'm saying, if he would have come out and did that, then of course you can judge him based on his sexual preference. But then at the same time, he wouldn't be guilty of anything.
I feel like it still would have. No, I know what you're saying, but I feel like it still would have been the same. You know, as in like he still would have fucked his leg. You know what I'm trying to, fam. This is what I'm saying, fam. He might have weighed all of this up in his head, because man saying like, oh, man just paid him off as an admission of guilt. Fam, man is saying that as if like, ah. Let me go to court and fight it because I'm innocent. He could have done all this fuck with him, and he's like, let me just pay the girl and get her out of my... You know what I'm trying to say? Because you have to apply that scenario to it. Let's say he'd done everything she would have said, yeah? Because I know some of it come out. But let's say she did everything she said, plus more. He's like, blood, let me just pay her rather than all of this come out. From she come around and said, yo, I need XYZ, he was finished, blood. From Cassie Patback up, he was done. Whichever route he took, he was finished, bud.
Yeah, I mean, he was never going to come out the other side the same. But this was the worst of the decision.
Even if you would have took it to court, blood, you still would have people pop up out the woodwork, blood.
Potentially. But if people knew that he was willing to fight, they may not have jumped out. Because remember, let's keep it real. These people are here for money. They're not here for criminal action. They're here for money. So if they would have seen that my man's not just giving out free checks, they probably wouldn't have popped up the way they are. Because remember, he just get allegedly 50 M's just overnight. Boom, hold that.
No, but Cake, you know what it is? I feel like it's more than that with her, though. That's why he paid her off. Like, I feel like she must have had some rock solid evidence, blood. Versus more like, oh, my man made me do this, my man made me. Because how many people would have stories like, oh, my man made me do this and he paid me and all of that? It's what you can prove. You know what I'm trying to say? Cassie had rock hard evidence on him, man. Of probably, I don't even know if it's the free cuffs of something though that he didn't want out there, man. All of that stuff, family, all of that stuff. Because if people would have been like, oh yeah, I did this with Diddy back in the day, and I can prove it, I feel like more people would have come out over the years rather than just rumors, man.
True. True.
You know what I'm trying to say, Mark? Because even if it's even because obviously, like we said, it's all civil cases because it's cash grabs. But civil law is still law. You still have to prove that something happened. So I can't just be like, yeah, oh, Diddy winked at me in 1992. I need 10 million. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I believe Cassie was ready. She had a fully loaded clip, man.
Yeah,
but I believe, like, remember, she would probably be able to say he bangs geezers and all that. And just look at the thing, what's going on today.
I'm proving it. I'm saying a part of the deal, my man got whichever laptop or hard drive or whatever she had, blood.
Exactly. Just like all them films what man watched back in the day, where a man's trying to get some hard disk back with names on it, enemy of the state kind of vibe.
Yeah,
she probably had bare footage of the things that was going on. Remember, if she gives them to the court, they're out there. So my man's probably saying, yo, I'll just pay, you know what I mean? What's it worth? And look, exactly, he's just gone quiet.
Exactly.
He's just gone quiet completely. Like, my look, that was a brother who used to pop up on and put his nose into everything. You don't hear him saying nothing, but this is why I say a lot of people can learn from this. Just because a man's got money and fame, it don't mean you're aligning yourself with him, man. People see these brothers and they're just dying to be around them.
Nah, fam. Not, you know, no, when I say nah, I mean, like, I agree. But I'm saying nah, nothing's going to change, blood. Nothing's going to change. Fam, you sell your soul, fam. Fam, you can see all this stuff with Diddy and, yo, no, mine was into this, mine was into that. Yo, I was going to be around him and do X, Y, Z. All that might change with those individuals is they might add a zero to their price mark. That's about it, bro. Yeah. Nothing will change. From you're willing to get down low for whatever change, instead of a frigging Mercedes, now you're going to want a Porsche for payment instead. You know what I'm trying to say? The price goes up, man.
Exactly. And then when you... Yeah, it's, the whole thing's mad, man. Hopefully it's not something that's... Because I think
this is it. This is it now, man. I don't want his name. I don't have to talk about this idiot again, bud.
Yeah, it's a dead situation. And I want,
well, not even more than that, Mark. They need to stop posting it, man. I'm fed up of seeing it.
That's my thing.
I don't care, man.
It's up everywhere you go. It's up. Ooh, so, yeah, man. What you say, man?